bigger than a dog. Wild animal. Little Red Riding Hood was supposed to be one.
Woof.
And you said corn grows out in a
field.
And you plant turnips and lettuce in the
garden.
And the holiday in November where you eat turkey and dressing.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Okay. And the state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are.
Tennessee.
And if a person's in trouble, you'd like to try to
help them.
And say if something isn't wide, you'd say it was
narrow.
And say you might say, well, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
And people used to ride horses and have horse and wagon, but nowadays everyone has a
car.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Who would say that?
Well, I had a colored girl, this colored woman I was telling you about that lived over there. Well, she had her sister's daughter came and lived with her. And she said aunt and auntie is what she would call
that woman?
No, she called her grandma.
Uh-huh.
But this was her grandma's daughter, which was her mother's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she called her auntie and aunt.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear, do white people ever use that?
Not very much, I don't think.
And,
well, there's a good many that does, but, I think most of the people that I come in contact with usually says aunt.
Mm-hmm. And you say, but before birds lay their eggs, they have to build
a nest.
And you say that tree had, three or four birds.
Nest.
And, you say, years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
tables
or
desks.
And say if a boy was going to have a fight, he'd clench up both his
fists.
And a little insect that bites you and it makes you itch then.
Mosquito.
And talking about the weather, you'd say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And right now we're sitting inside your
living room.
Or the whole thing's called your
house.
And say some animals have been coming in and getting your chickens and you didn't know exactly what kind they were, whether they were possums or coons or just what. Is there a sort of general way you'd have of referring to them?
Well, I think you'd usually say it was an opossum.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't know exactly what kind it was, though.
Well, you would say some kind of varmint.
Okay. Would you ever use that word varmint talking about a person?
Well, I don't think it would be the same way of spelling it.
How would it?
Vomit. You would vomit.
Uh-huh. And this is something that they get from the ocean. It's a little animal that has a transparent shell to it, and you can boil it or fry it.
Oyster.
Well, it doesn't have a shell like that. It's just got a real thin shell you can take off with your hand.
Clam.
I'm thinking of something else. They go out in the Gulf and they take these nets and go out and